Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Stakes, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money.
It's Varell Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast World Cup special here on Sports Grid. Carver High along with Dubs Anderson in for Scotty as we have reached the half in Qatar. 1-0 United States leads against Iran as they are 45 minutes away, Dubsy, from punching their ticket into the round of the knockout stages, the round of 16. I'll say this, Dubs, I will not talk about who they could potentially play until we get through this 45 minutes. I am not discussing it. We could do that. You know we'll do that, Dubs? Top of the next hour, after this one's over, hopefully, we could discuss who they might play in the knockout round.
Yeah, it's all baby steps, and that's one of my value plays there going forward into the World Cup. The Netherlands there, I've said it, they've looked fantastic. But look, for Team USA, for Greg Berhalter, all they have to do is play what's in front of them. There's no more important half in football, in soccer, than the one coming up. I think it's a young side who don't have a lot of that nervous energy from what we've seen at past World Cups. I think this young core of players are going to have enough youth and excitement to get them through the second half here and punch their ticket into the knockout stages. And then, look, anything can happen in the knockout stages. You don't necessarily have to play for the win because suddenly that's when the old penalty, the shootouts come into play. If you can park the bus for 95 minutes, take it to a shootout, get it through extra time, then take it to a shootout, anyone can win. We know Matty Turner's been good there at the back. So for Team USA, it's been great what they've done at this World Cup thus far, but I'm not done yet. I'm quietly optimistic that they're going to get the win here this afternoon and anything can go once we get to the knockout stages there. And I like what I've seen that first half. Very impressive Carver High. And I think they've shown improvement through each of the first two games. They were good in one half against Wales. They were pretty good for the whole game against England. That first 45 minutes against Iran, I would say clinical. Apart from Pulisic copping one downstairs, very impressive.
And do you think, Dubs, that maybe after what happened last week, similar spot, into the room, up 1-0, knowing how things changed in that second half, how Wales changed their game, do you think that this young United States team will be a little bit more ready for that, being in that same situation just a week ago, knowing that they can change some of the things that maybe they wanted to do differently after they ended up having that draw with Wales?
Yeah, and I think it's more about Greg Berhalter. You know, in that first game against Wales, it's the first, you know, World Cup for Greg with this roster. So there's a lot of unknowns for him, and there's really not much room for error. You've only got three games. It's either a success or a failure. But Greg waited too long against Wales. He knew that they looked very impressive in the first half, but he waited until, what, the 73rd minute to make adjustments? You can't do that. Not at the World Cup, not on the international level. If you let a goal scored in the first 10 minutes here, Iran are going to be straight back in this thing, and Team USA are going to have to go back to pressing. So I want to see a couple of tactical subs here in the first 10 or 15 minutes before Iran start getting too many opportunities. You've got to keep the fresh legs, maintain that pressure, and keep it in Iran's bottom third there. That's where the goals are going to come from. But for Greg, he can't wait to see how this match is going to play out. He has to have his game script. He's going to stick to it. He knows if he's going to bring on Gio Reyna or Aronson, if Team USA are leading 1-0 after the 60th minute, stick to your strategy, get in front of it, don't react for Team USA. That's what I'm looking for, well, anyway, Carver.
That's I'm with you 100% there, Dubsy. That's for sure. And we also want to welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast World Cup special here. Sirius XM channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California. All right, Dubs, I couldn't really sounded like I couldn't pull you in on that USA over 1.5 goals in the second half. But I got to try to pull you in on something here. So let's look at a couple of these guys at halftime live to score. Weah has been around the net, Dubs. He has been around the net, and it feels like it's coming for him. He just had one taken back with the offsides. Plus 400 right now for Weah, anytime goal. Can I talk you into that one?
Yeah, I like it. I think if a goal's coming, it's going to be from Timmy Weah. Gets the one in the first game there. Genuine stud at this level. He's got the confidence, the poise. Yes, absolutely. Sign me up. That's a decent number as well, Carver.
Let me give you a couple other guys who might come off the bench, as you were just saying. Gio Reyna, plus 275. Brendan Aaronson, plus 400 also. Those are the two guys for me, Dubsy, that if they come in the game, I would be looking for maybe a little anytime goal in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, Gio's got that X factor. We've seen it at Dortmund, and Dortmund's one of the premier clubs for bringing in talent. You know, Erling Haaland, that was his feeder club. Pulisic also came there from Dortmund. For Reyna, both parents played for Team USA back in the day. This guy's got all the skill sets you need to be a superstar. We're talking about who are the breakout stars of this World Cup. If Greg gets out the way, it could be Gio Reyna. So I absolutely think he has got to be one of the first subs. And once he's on there, this is a kid who can create chances out of nothing and can find the back of the net. He's proven that. So, yeah, I think that's a good play there, Carver. He's got that X factor, young Gio.
And I think I saw a 7-1 for Pulisic to get a second one. I just saw it come across for him to get a second goal. They are coming out. We have some Aaronson's coming on right now, Dubs. I did not see who they subbed out for him. But Brendan Aaronson, of course, from Leeds, is coming into this match for the United States to start the second half. You were looking for that, Dubs. All right, for El Coast to Coast, World Cup special, Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back for the second half, United States and Iran, right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast World Cup special here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Carver High and Dubs Anderson in for Scotty as we are in the second half in Qatar between the United States and Iran. Let's clean up a couple things here, Dubs. First of all, we mentioned Brendan Aaronson coming on at the start of the half. That was for Christian Pulisic. So he is not out there for the second half. He finished the half. He took, obviously, the massive blow on the goal that he scored. Look, Dubsy, hopefully this is not something serious. He looked okay running around out there before the end of the half. Maybe a smart move by Berhalter here, Dubsy, just in the fact that if they can get through this 45 minutes, they have another match on Saturday, and you don't want to risk not having Pulisic for that. I know you got to get through this first, but you don't want to risk not having him for that.
Yeah, I mean, Pulisic is everything to this team. I think the good signs are that he got up and he was running around afterwards. I would say it's just a soft tissue injury. And I don't mind this approach, from Berhalter, whether it's Pulisic that you're going to bench or some of these other starters. I want to see fresh legs coming into this second half because we're seeing already 6 minutes into the second half, Iran are suddenly starting to press it down the other end. They need a goal. Otherwise, their World Cup is going to be over. Iran need the draw. Team USA need to win. Now, with Pulisic being off the park, it does concern me a little with how strong he is over the ball. Tyler Adams, he's picked up a yellow card earlier in this one. Pulisic, your goal scorer in the 38th minute. A lot of, inexperience, which we've touched on. It's probably the biggest strength for Team USA, having such a young squad. But again, at this level, under these circumstances, once you start getting 30 minutes to go and Iran have got him under the pump, who's going to be that guy to step up in place of Pulisic, just to sort of settle the nerves? Tyler Adams, he's been sensational. Can he maintain being that guy? Brendan Aaronson, I mean, this is a capable goal scorer we've seen in the Premier League with Leeds this season. What's he going to bring? Looks like he's just copped a knock himself to start this second half, but he's all right. He's on his feet. So Team USA leading 1-0 over Iran. this is a big half of football coming up here, Carver High. As big as it gets for Greg Berhalter and the American side. Win or go home.
And Rook, and I've already just saw Iran with a cross into the box. So we didn't see any of that, Dubs, in the first half. And this is expected. You have to expect this. This team is now down a goal. So it is flipped now. It went from them being in control, playing park in the bus, getting themselves through, to now they are fighting for their World Cup lives, trying to score to secure themselves a spot in the knockout round as USA is on the move again to the other side. Quickly, Dubs, I do want to tell you, the other match that is going on, they had a scoreless first half between England and Wales. And once again, this match really has no bearing on the United States. We know their deal. They're winning the end. England came out in the second half, though, Dubsy, and they put two goals in the span of about 2.5 minutes, and they now lead Wales 2-0. So that's going to finish off most likely Wales and give England the top spot in that Group B.
Yeah, England have looked really good. One of the favorites coming into the World Cup, but again, Team USA made them look ordinary. For Wales, I think they played their World Cup just getting, you know, just qualifying for Qatar. For Gareth Bale, who knows if this is going to be the last time we see him out there on the pitch. It's his 111th cap for Wales. We know how proud he is at the international level, but again, he hasn't sort of come out and suggested where he's going to be playing. I know he's still contracted under LAFC, but there's no guarantees that he is going to play on after this World Cup. And this is the beauty of match day 3 for the group stages. When it is all on the line, they're going to start throwing it at him. England have got 2 goals on Wales. I wouldn't be surprised if we get 2 more, Carver. A lot of the sports bettors harp on about, well, it's 90 minutes with no goals score. How can you watch this thing? But on the flip side, you can see 2 or 3 goals in the space of 10 minutes and suddenly a game just opens wide up. I don't like what I'm seeing here from Taremi and Iran to start the second half. They are suddenly putting it on Team USA and Matty Turner. He cops a knocks for his efforts, the shot stopper at the back there.
I was just about to say the same thing, Dubs. That's 2 pretty decent chances in the box for Iran so far. We'll see. I think the second goal, Dubs, would bury him. I think they got to. If they get that second goal, I think that that's going to be way too much for this team to come back from. And I haven't really seen that pressing style. And Iran's moving the football around a little bit now. They know that they have to do that. And they're in there again. Jeez. I mean, Dubs, they took him out there. They took Turner out. Come on, Dubs. Give him the card there, Dubsy.
Come
on,
Matty T.
Can't be knocking a goaltender like that.
Nah, I'd be throwing elbows. I'd be throwing knees, showing my presence there in the box. But Matty Turner, who had a lot of question marks about him being the starting choice for Greg. It was meant to be Zach Steffen in the lead-up. He decided to go with Matty Turner, who plays at Arsenal in a bit of a backup role. He has been tremendous to start this World Cup. And he is one tough son of a gun there, Carver. So he will shake that off and keep him in the game. He's good with his feet, and the American side are going to need that in the second half, because the good thing about these big names like, you know, a Messi or a Kylian Mbappe and a Pulisic, when you watch them, Carver, they have the ability to either slow down a game or bring it up tempo. Everything around them looks like it's in slow motion. With no Pulisic, I really hope we don't just start trying to push the ball for the sake of pushing it. You got to stick to what you've been working on the training paddock. For Team USA, they've just looked a little shaky to start the second half. Like, they don't really have that direction in the middle of the park that we know Pulisic gives them. We do have a set piece coming up here for Team USA. As you mentioned, a second goal for the American side, that'd be massive.
Massive. Right now, Dubs, -5 bills now. -500 for the United States to secure victory, +425. For the draw, +1650 for Iran to win this match. The over-under 2.5, over +145, the under -210 as we sit, 56th minute. Another corner for the United States. They're starting to rack up a couple corners here, Dubs. Now, I told you that I wasn't going to get involved. But I did get involved with the corners. So we got ourselves the corners that we need for the United States. I'm done with the corners. You know what it was?
Yeah.
It was the Netherlands-Ecuador game in the second game of that Group A, where I had the Netherlands over the corners. And I'm like, Netherlands, they're going to push the pace. They're going to dominate this game. and it was the absolute opposite. Ecuador had a billion corners. They were pushing on Netherlands, and that was it. I was like, I'm done with corners, but I never go away, Dubs. I'm a glutton. I got to get back in the mix. You know that.
Mate, it's like the crazy ex-girlfriend. You don't hear from them, and then surprise, I'm back at your front doorstep. Hello. But if we're looking at the corners market, I took 9 corners in this one. That was close to even money. We've got 5 as it stands, and I like our chances to see a few more here, because now that Iran have to score, they're going to be throwing everything at Matty Turner and Team USA. So 5 more corner kicks. Yeah, I like our chances there. Team USA still holding 60% of possession. You've got to make it smart possession and not aimless. You can't just get stuck in that middle third saying, where do we go from here? Tyler Adams, I know he's got that yellow card, which is something you don't want to be carrying here in the group stage, but he's got to be that guy. 24 years of age, season. Beyond that experience, wearing that captain's armband, has to step up in this second half.
Now, let's remember this too, Dubsy, before we go to break. We talked about Pulisic not being out there, Aronson coming on, and we already saw one thing that you got to take into consideration. Pulisic is usually their prime guy when it comes to set pieces, corners, etc. It's him. Now, it's Brendan Aronson who looks like he just took that one corner from the one side. I'd be interested to see, Dubsy, who they would put on the spot. If we ever got to that point where they foul in the box, that's usually Pulisic's house as well. Give me way at that plus 400, Dubsy. That'll help us out. Pharrell, coast to coast, the Sports Grid Cup special. We'll come back second half, United States. And
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Pharrell, coast to coast here on a Tuesday. We have, of course, our Sports Grid World Cup special going right now. Carver High and Dubs Anderson here with you on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Second half, 62nd minute right now in Qatar. United States have a 1-0 lead over Iran. They have the ball, Dubsy, once again down on the Iran side of the field. I did just see Iran once again had a little bit of a push on their end right before we came back from the break. Is there anybody right now, Dubsy, as we're looking, when are you looking to maybe make a couple of other changes? Obviously, we already have had the Aronson one with Pulisic getting dinged up. Is there anybody that you're looking to maybe get out of there right now? Do you want to get Gio in there? When do you want to get him in? What do you think's going through Berhalter's head right now as he sits there looking at that clock?
Yeah, it's a really tough position to be in, because obviously you got Tyler Adams out there wearing the captain's armband, who's got a yellow card. Now, the yellow cards will be wiped once we get to the quarterfinals, so that's now 5 from my counting we've got against this squad. But I think you need Tyler Adams kept out there. Acosta looks like he's getting ready to come on. I'd be looking at Josh Sargent. He's been pretty good this game. He was good there in game 1. Game 2, Haji Wright was there up front. So I think Josh Sargent has had a commendable effort, but I think it's time you bring Gio Reyna in, maybe even a Jesus Ferreira. I'm all about speed, keeping up this tempo in the second half. You don't want Greg to get in this negative mindset of saying the guys out there have been doing a good job for 65 minutes, because this game can flip at a dime and suddenly one goal leads to 2 goals and then you're trying to get behind the bus. No, no, no. Greg has to get on the front foot. I'd be saying now between the 65th and say the 73rd minute, I want to see 2 more fresh set of legs out there, because Iran are starting to pepper Matty Turner at the back, and they are very competent in scoring goals. They put 2 on England. They could do it there with Wales, so that scares me a little. Greg has to make the subs in the next 5 minutes.
And I think Gio would be an interesting move, Dubsy, just because, like you said, there's going to be some counterattack opportunities. There's going to be some open space maybe for him on that side of the field, and that's exactly the kind of guy that you want dealing in a spot like that. Giving Gio Reyna some open space, he can make things happen. Fresh set of legs. I'm with you. I want to see them start making. Because Iran's pressing again here. Coming in, they're getting a couple crosses into the box. But they haven't. Here's the one thing, Dubsy. They haven't had anything super concrete yet that Turner's had to stop. As I say that, Dubs, a ball comes trickling across the box and a really solid chance for Iran that they end up pushing wide right of the post. The first guy, it looked like, Dubsy, did he swing and miss the first guy that was intended for there on Iran? It looked like he kind of got a little air there when he went to hit it.
The old air swing carve. It looks like one of my seven irons after a couple of White Claws on Saturday afternoon. But look, if we're looking where you've got to be tactical, it's not just about the guys at the front there. I'm looking at the guys at the back as well. Walker Zimmerman, maybe I'm sending him out there in place of Cameron Carter-Vickers saying, hey, if we get to 20 minutes to go in this one, what did we learn from Wales in game one? Play smart. Whatever you do, do not go in studs up in that box. You don't want to give them a free slot or a set piece there close to Matty Turner. Got to play it smart as this game progresses.
So Acosta on now, Dubs, and he comes on for McKinney. So McKinney comes off. We know the deal with him. He's playing with a yellow from a couple matches ago. He hasn't been as noticeable today for me, Dubs, as he was in, say, the England game. I thought that he had a couple of opportunities in that game that he did not obviously put away. But I really haven't seen McKinney out there too much in this one. Do you like that change, getting him out of there for Acosta?
Yeah, I mean, Acosta, another one of the MLS players, plays here with LAFC, but I think he can certainly handle, being out there against Iran, especially when you've got some good pieces to build across. So I like that move. Again, for Greg Berhalter, you've got to have eyes on the next 30 minutes, but also ahead to the knockout stages. They've looked pretty good thus far, but they've got to maintain that energy, play it up tempo. Acosta, he's certainly going to bring that to the pitch there. And I'm bringing these guys to get the message out there. It's 1-0. Don't forget where we stand in trying to advance out of Group B. We need the result. And it's razor thin, the margin for error here in the last 20 minutes, especially with pressure and nerves being so high here for both sides, Carver High. I'm sending the message there. Play smart. Suck it up. Do not give them too many set pieces and certainly stay away from them in the box. Whatever you do, do not go in studs up. So Timmy Ream, I think he is going to be the key piece over the next 20 minutes. I'd leave him out there for the rest of the match to settle things at the back.
You make another tremendous point, Dubs. We've seen already, and look, this is every sport. Me and Scotty had some fun with it last week with the Wales game. Well, you already know that these officials, they can change games, these refs, for the worse and the better. And all it takes is, like you said, a guy on the edge of the box going studs up that ends up giving Iran a cheapy penalty kick. And before you know it, it's a 1-1 game. You do not need that whatsoever. You need some tight, confident defending if Iran's able to get down there and put some pressure over by Turner. I did see that England did add to their lead, Dubsy. So if you've got any over 2.5 goals for England props, or maybe you have them laying the 2.5 on the line there, England's starting to rout Wales now as Rashford has scored for them. He's got a deuce, Dubsy. What do we got here? A little set piece? A little set piece for the United States?
A little set piece. Yeah, just outside the box. This is going to be a fantastic chance, but this is where Team USA has really struggled from the set piece, from the corner kicks. Let's see if they can change things. If they could get a second goal here, I think that would be all but sealing their fate to advance out of Group B. I know I'm a few seconds ahead of you, Carver, so let's see how this one plays out. Who we got taking it?
I was just going to ask you, who's taking it? Who's taking it for them? Who are they?
I thought it may have been Timmy Wade. They got a few of the boys at the back there.
Yeah.
Ready to step it up.
They're having a discussion. It seems like Acosta, Adams, and Weah are all having a discussion about who's going to take this free kick. This is right at the top of the box, too, Dubsy. I mean, this is right where you want to be. For nothing, rubbish, no good? Rubbish.
Yeah, no good. Goes by the wayside. Geez. And that's the thing for me, Carver. You don't want three or four guys out there saying, well, who feels confident in this one? Give me the ball. I am the match winner. I want to step up and be the hero for Team USA. Pulisic wants to be that guy. He wants to be on that spot. But who else is going to step up now? That one goes by the wayside. That was a good chance gone begging there. Team USA still leading 1-0 in
that?
The 70th minute.
Was that Weah, Dubsy? Was that Weah who took that?
I don't think it was Timmy Weah. I couldn't see who took that one. But Get him out. You're done, mate. You'll be lucky to make the next World Cup after an effort like that.
Get me Gio in there.
I mean, you and me could have put that one. What has Gio done wrong? What has Gio done wrong?
I don't know.
Carver High. I mean, he is so out of favor with Greg Berhalter and the coaching staff. I mean, they're going to give him a couple of junk minutes here at the end of the game. We saw it in game two. Didn't even come out in game one telling us he's fully healthy. A genuine difference maker. And Iran is starting to bring all the boys out onto the park. Fresh legs, that concerns me. We don't want to see a momentum shifter, but this is when it can happen in the 70th minute.
Yeah, they're bringing Tarabi. It looked like in here, Dubs. They're gonna go to some guys who have some pace, have some ability to maybe get in the box and cause some problems for the United States. So, like you said, fresh legs coming in for Iran. Pretty decent chance right there. A little far out. Gotta do a little bit better, but they've got a lot more offense cooking in this second half, Dubs, than they had in the first, when they thought they were just going to park the bus and try to get out of here with a 0-0 draw. That is not the case whatsoever. Two subs for Iran, 70th minute right now. USA, Dubs, has moved to minus 650. The draw is now plus 475, plus 2,500 if you think Iran going to get two goals. And if you are betting Iran right now to score two goals with the plus 2,500, Dubsy, I'm not your friend. I'll just say
you're off the bus. Next stop, kick him off. Here's your backpack to go with you. Wadush in the back on the way out down the steps. We don't want a part of that. A couple of interesting stats here that I've seen. Percentage of games to finish in a draw compared from match day one and two to the final game amongst the group stages there. 25%. So that's pretty level pegging match day one and two with three there. But percentage of goals scored after halftime, match day one and two compared to match day three, it goes up from 58% to 64%. A lot of these teams are throwing it all on the line. They can't wait for another 4 years, Carver, with their countries, their nations watching them. A lot of wacky things happen the last 25 minutes of the final match in the group stage. And that's, I think, what's going to play out here for Team USA. They've just got to steady the ship. They are going to have everything thrown at them coming up.
Look, these games typically, Dubs, they're like you said, the games change throughout the group stage. The first game, there's a lot of, we'll see. We're feeling the situation out. Everybody's level on the table right now. By the time you get to that third game, everybody knows what they need, what they have to do, what they have to press for, and it changes games where you usually see some more goals in the second half of these games, kind of like what you saw with that Ecuador-Senegal match earlier today in Group A. You saw a little bit of craziness in the second half of that one. All right, 72nd minute, got about 20 minutes of regular time. Of course, there'll be some added stoppage time along with that. We will come back. We've got you covered right here, coast to coast, Sports Grid World Cup special, Carver High and Dubs Anderson. And for Scotty, Sports Grid Radio. We keep rolling. Right after this on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast World Cup special here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Late stages of the second half. United States and Iran 1-0 lead for USA. 76th minute right now. There's a couple of things that have happened, Dubs, while we were away. First of all, Josh Sargent took just a real bad hop, jumping over for a ball, landed on his right leg. You described it pretty good. A little bunny hop he took, went down. They've got him off on the side now, and they played a couple minutes with him on the side. It looks like now maybe they're taking him out, Dubs. Who do we got coming in here?
It looks like Haji Wright's going to come in for Sargent. Got the start in that second game against England. Good. He was solid. Solid as a rock. And again, this is not a time for passengers, Carver High. If these guys are injured, if they're banged up, if they're not showing us that they've got what it takes to close out a group victory to try and get Team USA out of the group stage, and into the knockout. See you later. We'll meet you back at the team hotel. Greg will he'll talk to you in a couple of hours there. Haji Wright now getting out there amongst the starting 11. So Team USA leading 1-0 over Iran, 78th minute. Iran have had the better chances in this second half there, Carver, and we know how they play it. This is the oldest team in Qatar. They've got experience. They're gamers. They're going to try and keep playing to that whistle, and they're going to test this young American side. They're going to throw them around. They're going to beat them up. What are they going to respond with? For Greg Berhalter, you're going to stay agile, my guy. Stay agile. Keep playing what's in front of you. I like Wright coming out onto the field. Fresh legs, Carver. We've only got, 15 minutes left here in play. Team USA maintain this current score, and they punch their ticket through the knockout stage. Great stuff.
Yeah, well, you can't let a guy, you can't play a man down while a guy's on the side. They're treating him. There's too little time left in this game. You got to have everybody out there. Get the fresh legs. I like the move with Wright. Aronson took a pretty good hammering too, Dubs, minutes after that. And he is still out there. You're right about the chances here in the second half. We have not seen the United States produce what we saw in the first half. Now, of course, that's going to change. Iran is not allowing them to come and attack them and sit with all of their guys back. So there are some things on the pitch that have changed. I think the difference between this second half and the second half against Wales, Dubs, right now is it's kind of the same. Iran's pushing, but they just don't have the same quality players to score a goal. You know, they don't have a Gareth Bale out there who can cause havoc in the box, draw a penalty, they don't have that kind of a quality player to do that. And I think that right now, that's the only two differences that I see between the second half 1-0 lead against Wales and the second half 1-0 lead here.
Yeah, and in that game one, Timmy was saying they looked like a little lost. You know, deer in headlights. They're saying, hang on, we could win this match here at the World Cup. What is going on? They look like they've got a bit more composure, but it does concern me for Iran. Now, a lot of these players, you know, we know Tarami and what he does at Porto there, but they play in the African leagues, the Asian leagues, so we don't get to see them playing in these European leagues, you know, at the Premier League week in, week out. But knowing that they have that experience going against such a young team in Team USA, I think it's going to be similar to Greg's approach in the first half. You keep throwing in the box and you may just get a handball. You may just get a foul and suddenly given Iran a premium chance at bagging one. And again, all they need is a draw this afternoon with Team USA. One apiece and Iran will be going through the knockout stages. It looks like Zimmerman's getting ready to come on here for Serginho Dest. I don't mind this. Moore's coming on as well. So Greg Berhalter, he's listening, Carver. He's getting on the front foot. Fresh legs. This is what we want to see. 10 minutes to go. Come on.
He is listening. And here's the other thing that we need to look for, especially when you look right now. I mean, I see the live over a goal and a half at minus 110. Eventually, Dubs, you're in the 80th minute plus now. Iran has to, at some point, bring everybody up. I mean, it's coming. They're going to bring everybody up. And when that opportunity comes, if you're a total player here in the final 10, 15 minutes of this match, it's going to provide an opportunity maybe for the United States to get one of those two-on-ones going the other way where a ball breaks out when Iran's got everybody pressing for that goal. So there's still a chance here that something could come through in terms of the net. Now, they locked the line, Dubs, and I don't like when that happens. So you better tell, especially since I know what side of the field the ball is on, you better not give me some bad news here, Dubs. I ain't going to be happy if you give me some bad news.
Crisis averted there. Matty Turner, the shot stopper for Team USA, take a bow. I mean, Iran with a very good scoring chance. It looks like there may have been a handball in the box. So it's a yellow card going towards one of the Iranian players, and we don't mind that. Wow, Matty Turner coming up clutch again there for this American side. I can't sit through 15 minutes of near chances, Carver. This is gonna do me over. We've got to get the ball out of this third. This is not good. They're going again here. Another set piece for Iran. A lot of pressure mounting on this young American side. Timmy Ream, keep the troops settled at the back there, my guy. Come on, you got to keep talking to him. Keep talking to him. Try and score that goal. Don't just think this loser mentality and not try to avoid a one-all draw. Team USA, come on now, Carver.
Let's go. And you're right. Turner had to make a big save there. This is the most pressure that we have seen from Iran so far in this match, as expected, Dubs, as we get later and later, you know they're going to try to throw everything that they possibly can, set pieces, almost leads to an Iran goal there. Turner coming up huge, still minus 650 for the United States, live to win this, plus 475 for the draw. It's another one. Now, Dubs, you already know. Did they avert this one, too? Well, they didn't do much here. Why pass it, Dubs? You know, Iran's got that. And I'm glad they did it. They got that set piece there from that point in the field. Why are they not trying to cross into that mass of humanity down there? Things always go well, Dubs. There's so many things. You could get a guy headed in. You could get a guy that gets brought down and they get called for a penalty. There's so many things that can happen when you fire a ball into a line of players. Why just pass it out like that? It doesn't make any sense to me why teams do that, Dubs.
It baffles me. And again, it is so hard to score at a World Cup. I know England put up a six piece, but again, these guys, they don't have chemistry from some of those set plays. A lot of them haven't been working into the starting lineup until the final week of prep, which was just, what, 6-7 days ago before getting Qatar started there. So a lot of unknowns, you know, at the international stage, which again, when we look at the futures markets, it always comes down to individual brilliance. The teams who have these X-factor players who can create something out of nothing by themselves, that's our biggest concern for Team USA. We really don't have that X-factor up front. You know, Pulisic is the guy, but a genuine nine, a genuine striker in this squad? Nah, we just haven't seen it, and I don't think we have one over there in Qatar, so we're just going to have to make do with what we got. But Team USA, you've got to try and hold that, maintain that possession with less than 10 minutes to play here, leading 1-0 over Iran. We know England have dusted off Wales, so it's pretty much for Iran to progress. They need the draw. For Team USA, they need it to stay as is and beat Iran 1-0 or another second goal. We would take that and run.
This is going to be absolute nail-biting time, Dubs, all the way to the end. I mean, you could see it right now. They have not... I mean, they barely can get the ball across midfield at this point in the United States. They are having all kinds of problems here. There's Berhalter clapping him up, Dubs. There you go. Look at Berhalter giving him a look, clapping him up. Little emotion from Berhalter for once, Dubs. There's your guy.
Isn't Greg the guy who said the standout performance was their loss to Canada in the lead-up through CONCACAF? I mean, I can't figure this guy out. Carver, and again, he's in the plain gray shirt. Could we not have gotten him like the red, white, and blue, a nice little tracksuit top to match the jerseys there, so we know which side of the park he's on? But for Greg, hey, if Team USA get the win here this afternoon, Carver, I take it all back. He's done a fantastic job. This would be an achievement, to say the least. Not that Team USA has struggled to get out of the group stages in the past, but everything on the line here around the next 10 minutes.
But to take a young first time Team USA group, all full of youngsters, that would be a pretty good feather in the cap for Berhalter, who's able to do that. I think depending on how it ends, we could probably still have the discussion down the road, Dubs, of if he's the guy that leads them in 26 when they have it here. I think that's probably going to be on the table. I know a lot of people call for old Jesse March over there at Leeds to possibly be the guy down the road to run Team USA, but he's doing a hell of a job at Leeds right now, that is for sure. All right, Dubs, down to minus 800 here. In the 87th minute, they are about to cross. Plus 165 for another goal to get in and go over the 1.5. I think that this is what we're going to see, Dubs. I know I was saying to you, maybe there's going to be an opportunity to bust out, get a little counterattack. I don't think that's how they're playing it, Dubs. I think this is... we're just going to try to get out of here 1-0. That's what it seems like to me right now.
Yeah, and it seems, you know, we knew Iran ranked, what, number 20 in the FIFA rankings there. They lack a bit of that polish as well. Team USA are a far better team on paper, on the park, and we're seeing that now. Like, they've got aimless opportunities covered. They're just trying to peg it into the box, and they really don't have anyone up front who looks to be doing anything dangerous. But, I mean, again, we talk about this American side, the guys up front. The guys at the back have been phenomenal. Matty Turner between the pegs. Timmy Ream has been sensational. Robinson when he's been out there. So the attacking prowess, question marks, Defensively, this American side, very impressive. And they're going to have to be. Another set piece coming up here for Iran. And again, if you keep throwing it on goal, anything can happen, Carver. I don't like this.
Unnecessary one as well. You're way ahead of me. I'm looking at the other one. That actually didn't end up being a corner, but you're so far ahead of me at this point. The U.S. did have a decent chance too, Dubs, maybe about 2 minutes ago, at least on my screen. They did finally get themselves a little offense and get the ball down to the other end. But now you're right. Iran's going to get themselves an opportunity with the set piece. 88th minute now. 89th minute. Minus 900 for the United States. Does it continue? Higher it goes, Dubs, the better. You're getting a little closer to the end. That's for sure. Yeah. Now, I don't expect a lot of stoppage time here, Dubs. There really hasn't been. And we've seen a lot of stoppage time at the end of these World Cup games so far in the group stage. But you know, no VAR looks, no major injuries. 5 minutes, Dubs? Five, six tops? I really can't even see them going that far.
They will find 5 minutes just because they know what's at stake. They want to give Iran every chance to try and level this thing up and punch their ticket through the knockout stage. So I think we see 5 or 6 minutes, and it's going to be like the college basketball, 5 minutes that just goes for an absolute eternity there for Greg Berhalter. In Team USA. We need this one to finish up. If I'm getting the ball at the back then on Matty Turner, I'm booting it as far as these size 10 and a half can send it down the pitch, Carver High. Let's just keep kicking it down there, and if they want to bring it back, good luck to them. Just chew up the clock, baby. Chew it up.
I did finally get a look at Berhalter. Man, it is casual Sunday for him over there on that sideline. I mean, Greg, I'm not asking you to go with the suit and the tie, but I mean, you're right. Give me something with the colors here.
Yeah.
With the USA. All right, Dubs, we will come back, see how this one ends. They're about to hit the 90th minute in Qatar. 1-0 lead for the United States over Iran. Carver High and Dubs in for Scotty. Coast to Coast World Cup special. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast World Cup special here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. 93rd minute. Now, Dubs, me and you were just talking about this before the break. Where the hell did they come up with 9 minutes of stoppage time? Like, where did they? I mean, and there has been an inordinate, a large amount of stoppage time in a lot of these games in the World Cup so far. But I don't know where they dug up 9 minutes of time. And Iran has had, while we were away, a couple of good chances with some set pieces. Down by Turner again. This is nail-biting time here, Dubsy. They've got about 5 minutes of stoppage time left if you go by just the nine.
Yeah, there's nothing more frustrating than watching live soccer and you see a near chance go past the net and then it ricochets off the back fence into the net. You think they've scored one there with a run, but no, crisis averted. Team USA, they are holding on for dear life here. Another 6 minutes. And to your point, Carver, I think they make some of these injury time numbers up. We know Pulisic, well, he went down the first half, but it was Josh Sargent who copped a bit of a bad knock there. But where do you find 9 minutes, 10 minutes? Sometimes I think these referees know what's at stake and they want this thing to be a smashing success for the box office. They just want it to play out to give Iran a chance. Again, all Iran needs the draw. Team USA, they need the win to advance to get out the group stage there for the sixth time. This would be massive.
It would be massive. Right now, 95th minute as we continue to tick away, -2,500, -3,000 for the United States live to win this match. Now, this is where Iran, remember, Dubsy, this is where Iran did their damage against Wales late in stoppage time. They were able to get not one, but two goals during this time period. So this is where they got it done. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What is that? Uh-oh. What do we got there, Dubsy? You're ahead of me.
Yeah, well, you've got to be careful here. I'm talking about sending the ball down the pitch, but You've got to maintain possession. Don't give them any opportunities. But they're hanging on here, Team USA. 1-0 over in Iran.
We'll come back and see who that how this one finishes out. Coast to coast after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.